I'm Dr. Laurie Santos, host of the Happiness Lab podcast. As the U.S. elections approach, it can feel like we're angrier and more divided than ever.
Please stick to policy, don't get personal.
But in a new, hopeful season of my podcast, I'll share what the science really shows, that we're surprisingly more united than most people think.
We all know something is wrong in our culture, in our politics, and that we need to do better and that we can do better.
Listen on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Hey everyone, Jake Storielli here from John Boy Media. I want to tell you about my podcast, Wake and Jake. I've been a sports nut my whole life, and there's nothing I love more than talking about it. If you're a sports fan, Wake and Jake is the place for you. Covering all the hot topics from the sports world, a lot of baseball, a lot of postseason coverage, mock drafts, awards, guest interviews, all of it. New episodes every Monday and Wednesday. Come watch along on the Wake and Jake YouTube channel or listen on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, I'm Bruce Bazzi. On my podcast, Table for Two, we have unforgettable lunch after unforgettable lunch with the best guest you could possibly ask for. People like David Duchovny, Jeff Goldblum, and Kristen Wiig.
We're doing all the dessert.
We'll just skip right to it.
Our second season is airing right now, so you can catch up on our conversations that are intimate and often hilarious. Listen to Table for Two with Bruce Bazzi on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcast.
We think of Franklin as the doddering dude flying a kite in the rain.
Benjamin Franklin is our subject for a new season with Walter Isaacson.
He's the most successful self-made business person in America.
A printer, a scientist, founding father, but maybe not the guy we think we know.
Franklin casts his lot on the side of revolution, and it's another thing that splits the family apart.
Listen to On Benjamin Franklin with Walter Isaacson on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Show. I can't wait. The commies are mad at me again. I can't wait. I'm going to play you a little audio about the commies getting mad at me here. But it's another hour of the Jesse Kelly Show. Remember, we're live. You can email us, jesse@jessekellyshow.com. Before I play the video or the audio, the video is not going to help you. Before I play you the audio of the commies being mad at me, what the commies are mad at me about, I should address this. This one says, because it's asked Dr. Jesse Friday, Devil Dog. Can you enlighten us regarding your promotion via The First to the real TV world? I almost dumped DirecTV after the Newsmax fiasco, but I'll hang around until February when my subscription expires. I'll reassess. Sorry for all the big words. It's not very nice. Says I can say his name. His name is Brian. Okay. For those who are kind of out of the loop, ski, here's what happened, and then I'll tell you what I know. All right? DirecTV, obviously, you know what DirecTV, big satellite provider. DirecTV is in 13 million homes. Considering how many people have cut cable, that is a gargantuan number of homes. Obviously, DirecTV is big. DirecTV had Newsmax, the kind of conservative alternative channel Newsmax on there. And I don't have anything against Newsmax. I've never worked for them. I have some friends that work there, but I don't know anything really about them, to be honest with you. I don't care. But it got word. I got word same time you got word. I didn't have some special inside info. What? DirecTV is dropping Newsmax? What? Why? Is it because they're on the right? Like, what's the deal? I didn't know the reasoning. I generally, as Chris couldn't tell you, I don't care about anything beyond what I'm doing. I find I'm much happier and life is much simpler when you don't stress about things that aren't your business and aren't in your control. So I was like, oh, they dropped Newsmax. Oh, that sucks. Anyway, moving on. Then I find out the next day after I heard about Newsmax, I find out that The First TV, don't worry, I'll bring you up to date in a second. The First TV is taking that spot on DirecTV. I found out like 2 hours before you found out. And then DirecTV put out a statement on it. What does it mean? Well, The First TV, remember, I do a TV show every single night after this is done. 9 p.m. Eastern time, I have a TV show every single night on The First TV. It's a startup TV company, one of those alternate right-wing TV companies. Wonderful freaking people, by the way. Just wonderful people. I love working for them. I already renewed my contract. Anyway, I love working for them, but it was available really streaming, and it's still available streaming. You can still go sign up and watch it. But what it is, signing with DirecTV takes it from being kind of one of those startups to, wow, we just landed our first major contract. We're not a startup anymore. That kind of a thing. It's a, industry-wise, I don't have another way to describe it. It's a big deal. It's a big deal. It'll be from, there are lots of people who watch now. All right. So that's what it means. It's really cool. I'm as happy for the people at the first as I am for myself. You know, generally, I like to focus on me, but honestly, they're really, really wonderful people. Our people who started the first, who work at the first. I have so much appreciation for them, how they treat me, how they treat my family, how they, you realize, get this. I brag all the time about Premiere letting me say whatever I want, and that just means the world to me. The First TV does the same thing for me, and the First TV has a YouTube channel. I have gotten the entire network suspended on their YouTube channel multiple times. I know you're going to find that shocking, but YouTube has all these terrible policies, and we'll find out. The word will come down to our show. Hey, we got suspended. The company got suspended from YouTube again. And every single time we ask, oh, no. Why? Who was it? And every single time they're like, oh, it was you again. It was you again. It was something I said that got us suspended. And they have never once asked me to change or asked me to say sorry. So I'm happy for them. Happy for me. But look, that's cool. Whatever. That's cool. Enough of that nonsense. Now let's get to what the commies are mad about now. Media Matters, I love them. They are this really, really, really despicable communist organization run by a bunch of communists. And they're an organization that they, for years, have been trying to destroy anybody on the right, trying to get right-wing writers and radio people and TV people fired. They'll hire a team, allegedly, to call your advertisers and try to act like you're a regular customer and mad, like they're those kind of people. They hate me, as you can imagine. And what they really hate is the fact that I love that they hate me. And I said something about the FBI the other day. Can people hear that pounding, Chris? That's really loud. There's construction going on in the building. Nothing I can do about it. Anyway, the other day I went on a rant about the FBI and what I think that should be done about the FBI. And apparently it was really, really radical. It was so radical, I woke up to some article today from Media Matters saying, iHeartRadio host Jesse Kelly says the FBI should be put in a camp in the desert. And I just want you to know from the bottom of my heart, everybody, especially Media Matters, I want you to know how sorry I am for saying that. And I'm so sorry that I said such a thing that me and Chris have gotten the audio, and we're going to play the whole 3 minutes for you again right now just so you can all listen to it again. It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Rand Paul says the FBI will only be reformed if we remove and replace the top 10% of the agency. Now, I should clarify that I'm actually a Rand Paul fan. I wish we had 100 of them. My goodness, would this country look differently if we had 100 Rand Pauls in the Senate? That being said, 10%? We need to remove and replace 10% of the FBI? Feel like we missed a zero in there. Let's begin at 100%. I'll tell you what, let's do this. Let's look, we don't want to be radical, right? We don't want to be, we really don't want to be. I don't want to be an extremist, okay? Because I'm not an extremist, I won't say all the things that should be done. I will simply say the realistic, frankly, the only acceptable outcome for all this is we take 100% of the employees at the FBI, we fire every single one of them. Then we take them all and we put them in a camp, a large camp we have set up out in the desert. All the former FBI employees will be removed and sent to this camp. We'll get back to the camp in a moment. The FBI building itself, once it's been emptied out, because we don't want anyone to get hurt, we will not just do a controlled demolition on the Hoover building. We will insist that it be broadcast nationally. Every single TV station will carry this live as a message to the American people of what happens to tyrants, especially people who think they're above the law in the country. Then we go back to the camp where they're at. Now, this is not some evil camp. We are giving everybody 3 meals a day. They're going to be well-treated. They're going to be fed. But that's when we will begin our extensive investigation and interview process. And as we investigate, as we interview these former FBI personnel from top to bottom, I mean top to bottom, whenever we find somebody who used his position of power and influence at the FBI to politicize in any way on behalf of the Democratic Party, that person will be removed from the camp in handcuffs and leg irons and moved to a jail where he will await trial for a life sentence. Once convicted, he will be placed in Fort Leavenworth or some kind of federal prison for the rest of his life. That is the reasonable outcome. Once you've developed a secret state police agency that attacks Republicans on behalf of Democrats, you don't need 10%. You need 100. They all have to go. And I don't just mean firings, like I said, not just resigning. It's not just that they have to go. People have to go to prison. People within the FBI have to go to prison. Oh, Jesse, we don't have enough prisons. I don't care. Let the gangbangers out. Put the FBI agents in. I'm not even joking. They're much more dangerous to the country. Put the FBI agents in prison where they belong. Now that we've gotten past that, I don't see what the problem is, Chris. I don't see what the problem is. But just know, Media Matters, all you commies, super sorry over here. I'm so sorry. Listen, hey, I'm so sorry. I give you my word that I will play that clip in its entirety again 1 hour from now. 1 hour from now, to prove how super, super sorry I am, I will play the entire thing again 1 hour from now. And if you write another article about me tomorrow, I'll take whatever clip you're mad about then, and I'll play it again another 2 times during the show. And if you write another one, I'll play it again during the show. That's how I apologize to communists. Okay? Oh, Chris, I forgot to use my thing, the thing they use. Oh, that's been debunked. Well, you're mad about that? What? That's already been debunked. All the experts have debunked that. They love doing that. All right. Now, the bug thing. Why do they want us to eat the bugs? We've talked about it a lot. You've noticed all the new articles coming out. New article out every day. Man, bugs are yummy. Ooh, bugs are good for you. Did you know bugs are better for you than meat? Meat is the devil. Whoa, try a cockroach steak. Every day there's a new one out. But why? Where's that coming from? We're going to talk about that next. And we're going to talk about George Soros. Why don't we do something about it? All that and much more still to come on the world famous Jesse Kelly Show. In the meantime, I want you to put your money where your morals are when it comes to your health as well. Everyone has. We've all spent plenty of money at the doctor's office. We've all given plenty of money to Big Pharma, and I realize there are life-saving medications, life-changing medications out there. Maybe you're on one yourself. But shouldn't we all resolve to spend a little less that way, be a little healthier without these people who helped wreck us? That's part of why I take a male vitality stack from Chalk every single day. I try to avoid walking in the doctor's office. Ladies, there's a female vitality stack. Everybody, there are endless natural herbal supplements for whatever ails you. You got a lung problem, they got stuff for that. Go to choq.com, promo code Jesse gets you 35% off a subscription. Chalk.com, promo code Jesse. All right, eat the bugs. Why? Hang on.
Is he smarter than everyone?
Who knows?
Does he think so?
Yeah.
The Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on an Ask Dr. Jesse Friday. And you want to know how excited I am for today? That's how excited I am for today. Chris, to his credit, just dug up. I had forgotten. Remember how hilarious it was when John Fetterman was trying to campaign? And now he's Senator Cucumber. Do you remember some of the great sound bites he gave us? Chris has got to add this one to the soundboard.
What's
the best? No, I need to eat something. Where are the children? All right. We'll get to eating the bugs in a second. I want to get to this really quickly first because I know you see. Here's what I see more and more of now. You turn on the news, local news. If you have local news, it's really bad, especially around here in Houston. There's a new break-in, a new shooting, a new home invasion every day. It's become part of life. I want to stress something to you. We talk a lot about guns on the right. Guns, and I need more ammo and things like that. And I have nothing against your gun collection. Don't get me wrong. I've got a few myself. But I will say, we tend to want to buy the next gun rather than get good, spend the time, spend the money on the gun we have. And I promise you this, I hope you never have to use your weapon ever. I hope that day never, ever comes. But God forbid that day does come. I can promise you, you're only going to use one. Now, don't get me wrong, there's a chance maybe you have a backup piece you have to use, you got a jam or something like that, but you're not going to bring two rifles. You're going to bring one rifle. No, Chris, you're not going to dual wield the pistols like the movie. No, we're not dual wielding anything. We're not spinning pistols in our fingers, anything like that. Maybe a little bit more time and effort and energy on the ones we have. It doesn't mean don't go buy your new fancy one. Shoot, I'm going to buy one at some point. I haven't bought a gun in like 3 years. I've got an itch. I don't like to spend the money, but I'm going to get one. But practice with the ones you have, all right? Hey, get a Mantis. Get a Mantis X. Mantis X allows you to practice in your house. So you don't have to. I know ammo prices. Believe me, I know. I'm on all kinds of bulk ammo email lists. So whenever there's a flash sale, I can get another 500 rounds. I know. But I don't have to shoot around if I want to practice at home. Mantis X attaches to my weapon. I dry fire practice in my home, and you will see big improvement. Go to MantisX.com and practice, all right? MantisX.com. Instead of that new gun, grab a Mantis X. Costs less than a new gun anyway, all right? MantisX.com. All right. Jesse, I had a thought. As a fan of history, I'm sure you're aware that the poorest person in the USA lives better than the richest kings of old. Do you think the elites are trying to get back their status by making us eat bugs? No meat for me, and you makes plenty for them. Feel free to use my name. His name is Craig. All right, why do they want us to eat the bugs? I'm not going to go into all the three characteristics again, just briefly in case you're just now listening. As you'll hear me say 1,000 times on the show, all of the Western leaders now, and that includes, you know, corporate leaders, political leaders, entertainers, all of them, all the elites now, they all have three things in common. One, no love of country. Oftentimes they hate it, but there's no love of country. Two, no connection to the real world, right? From rich upbringings to academia to some job in government or media or something like that. They don't know what it's like to live paycheck to paycheck. And three, they see themselves as kings and queens. They do not see themselves as servants or patriots. They see themselves as being above you, as being rulers. And I really need to stress, because it's going to come into play here, that I don't mean that in a snobby way, because it's actually much worse than that. Oh, I'd never drive that guy's car. Ew, a pickup. Ew, there's rust on it. It's much more than that. It's they feel that they are of a higher human race. They are of a higher stock. You're just too stupid and unwashed and uneducated to know what's best for you. You're an idiot who should be treated like a child. They are the super smart people who know what's best for everybody, all right? So that's to set up this. That is how they view it. I know that's crazy. I know it makes you mad. It makes me mad, but that's how they view it. So let me ask you this. Have you ever looked at the monuments people made and wondered why? Why bother? Ever occur to you? This is all going to tie into our elites today, so just stay with me. Like when you think of Rome, ancient Rome, it's a great example, actually, ancient Rome. And you think about all the incredible buildings and statues and things like that. You know what's wild about it? This is what's crazy about it. Kind of going to mess up your vision of Rome. Because remember, there were two different versions of Rome. There was the early Roman Republic that was really ruled by the Senate, you know, elected by the people, kind of, but more, much more of a republic. No king. We don't do kings here. And then eventually that changed into the Roman Empire, and Rome began being ruled by emperors, these Caesars, these all-powerful Caesars who were basically treated like gods on earth. Here's what's crazy. Almost all of the Roman things, Roman statues, Roman monuments, Roman buildings you could list off right now, almost all of them were built by the emperors and not by the Republic. Now, let me ask you something. Now that you know that, why is that? Why is it that the Roman Republic was incredible? It was awesome. Carthage was one of, you'll know, Carthage was who Hannibal fought for. Carthage was not some tiny backwater place. Carthage was an empire when the Roman Republic, not the emperors, the Republic defeated it. Fought three wars. They're called the Punic Wars. Defeated Carthage. Rome had control of the Mediterranean, so they were not somehow less of a nation. But those monuments weren't going up. Where's all the marble? Where are the statues? Where's the aqueduct? Why didn't the Roman Republic build these things, but the Roman Empire did? The answer to that question will answer the question about the bugs and them and us, and I'll finish it in a second. There's too much confusion.
Hi, everyone. It's me, Katie Couric. Have you heard about my newsletter called Body and Soul? It has everything you need to know about your physical and mental health. Personally, I'm overwhelmed by the wellness industry. I mean, there's so much information out there about lifting weights, pelvic floors, cold plunges, anti-aging. So I launched Body and Soul to share doctor-approved insights about all of that and more. We're tackling everything. Serums to use through menopause, exercises that improve your brain health, and how to naturally lower your blood pressure and cholesterol. Oh, and if you're as sore as I am from pickleball, we'll help you with that too. Most importantly, it's information you can trust. Everything is vetted by experts at the top of their field, and you can write into them directly to have your questions answered. So sign up for Body and Soul at katiecouric.com/bodyandsoul. Taking better care of yourself is just a click away.
I'm Dr. Laurie Santos, host of the Happiness Lab podcast. As the U.S. elections approach, it can feel like we're angrier and more divided than ever.
Please stick to policy. Don't get personal.
But in a new, hopeful season of my podcast, I'll share what the science really shows, that we're surprisingly more united than most people think.
We all know something is wrong in our culture, in our politics, and that we need to do better and that we can do better.
With the help of Stanford psychologist Jamil Zaki.
It's really tragic. If cynicism were a pill, it'd be a poison.
We'll see that our fellow humans, even those we disagree with, are more generous than we assume.
My assumption, my feeling, my hunch is that a lot of us are actually looking for a way to disagree and still be in relationships with each other.
All that on the Happiness Lab. Listen on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
This is Michael Rappaport, and I have been professionally podcasting for 10 years. The podcast game has changed so much, and if you're looking for the most disruptive, most consistent podcast in the world, then subscribe to the I Am Rappaport Stereo Podcast today. We're talking sports.
Steph, KD, Anthony Davis, and LeBron, they were better. And those teams pushed them to greatness. They brought the greatness out of them.
Politics.
These people are not your friends. They're looking for your vote. This is not a popularity personality contest. To me, it's a policy contest.
Pop culture, entertainment, and anything that catches my attention. New episodes come out twice a week and always pack a punch with over 1,100 episodes in the catalog. Listen to the I Am Rappaport Stereo Podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
In 1982, Atari players had one thing on their minds: Sword Quest. This wasn't just a new game. Atari promised $150,000 in prizes to four finalists, but the prizes disappeared. And what started as a video game promotion became one of the most controversial moments in 80s pop culture.
I just don't believe they exist.
That would be my reaction, shock and awe.
That sword was amazing. It was so beautiful.
I'm Jamie Loftus. Join me this spring for The Legend of Sword Quest, a podcast about the fall of Atari and the disappearing Sword Quest prizes. We'll follow the quest for lost treasure across four decades.
It's almost like a metaphor for the industry and Atari itself in a way.
Listen to The Legend of Sword Quest on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on an Ask Dr. Jesse Friday. Remember, you can email us during the show. We're live. Your love, your hate, your death threats, your Ask Dr. Jesse questions, email them all to jesse@jessekellyshow.com. jesse@jessekellyshow.com. So the guy was asking about the elites and today, in case you're just joining us, and what is it with them and making us eat bugs and stuff like that? Well, I rewound this to a little history, and I was explaining that the Roman, like the monuments you would remember that you would know from Rome, were almost all of them were built by the Roman emperors, not by the Roman Republic that existed before the emperors. But why is that? Here's why it is. There is something about human nature that we have to remember applies to the elites the same way it applies to you, the same way it applies to me. People want to feel heard, and people want to feel important. That's just human nature. You want to feel important. Nobody wants to feel irrelevant or like they don't matter. And maybe that applies to you and your family. Maybe you're listening to the sound of my voice right now. Maybe you're the youngest child or the middle child. And maybe mom and dad seem to drown you out and ignore you a lot, and big brother certainly does, and stuff like that. It bothers you, doesn't it? You're part of the family. Why isn't your voice heard? Maybe it applies to you and your job. Do you want your opinion to matter? You feel like you should do this at the company. They feel like the company should. Don't you want to be taken into account? Maybe it applies to your kid's sports team. Oh, that pitcher sucks. He should be gone or only pitch a few. You want to feel heard. People want to feel important and they want to feel heard. When you get to these elites, the problem is you take those little things that we want, that you want, that I want. I want to be heard at school. I want to be heard at work. I want to be heard. You take that and you put it on steroids, mega steroids. Okay, now you're an elite. All right, you live a life that is without challenges that you would understand or that I would understand. Meaning this, let's just use him as an example. You're Joe Biden, all right? You're Joe Biden. I realize his kids are grown, but just forget all the details right now. If you're Joe Biden, all right, you've been a senator, got all these wired in things, guess what you don't have to worry about? Paying for college or even getting your kid into a college if you want your kids to go to university. You stress about that. I know. I talked to all these neighbors of mine whose kids are getting to be college age. Oh, man, he just applied here. Oh, she just applied here. I hope he gets in. Paying for that or getting your child in would never enter one of these people's minds. Not Bill Gates, not Joe Biden, not the media executives. That's just simply a given. You make a couple phone calls, your child gets into whatever college you want. You. I actually have an email that I tossed. Someone was complaining about their power bill, how massively it went up, and hey, I think we're going to have to cut some bills, and I don't think, okay, that's a normal thing to fret. For us, it's the gas bill right now in Texas. We're just really sticker shocked with our gas bill. These people don't ever consider a gas bill. You could go down, name your elite, whether it be Joe Biden, a media executive, someone you see on the air, an entertainer, or whatever, they could not in a million years come even close to telling you what their power bill, what their gas bill even was last month. They have no idea. They have no frame of reference. Chris is just dumbfounded over there. But I'm explaining this to you. They live with life without challenges. You're traveling. Maybe you're traveling soon. Or maybe you just got done traveling for the holidays. What are you doing already? Or what did you do? You're looking ahead of time for, hey, what are gas prices? Can we afford this road trip? I actually have a question about that tonight. We have plane tickets. Maybe you've got to fly. Hey, I've heard we could take the red eye. It's actually $500 cheaper. You talk about that. Those thoughts never enter their mind. They get on the private jet or they just book the fastest first class ticket. They go through the first class line at the airport. They get right on the plane. They drink free cocktails on the way. That they just, and I'm not complaining. I'm not doing a hate the rich, eat the rich thing. I'm really not. Good for them. I'm happy for them. I'm just saying they live a life free of challenges. But back to what we were just talking about. Okay, you don't have challenges. You still want to feel important. You still want to feel heard. It doesn't make you feel important enough to fly first class. It doesn't make you feel important enough to eat a steak whenever you want. You need some kind of a challenge. And as a ruler, remember, that's how they see themselves. As a king, as one of the nobles, as a queen, one of the nobles out there. You, the peasant, become their project. You become the reason they feel important. They actually abuse you because it makes them feel better and feel important. No, they're never going to eat the bugs. No, they're never going to stop flying private jets and riding on yachts. But they are going to force you to do so as a way to build that monument to themselves. Ah, here I am, elite. All I've ever known is millions. I've lacked challenges, but I chose to take this challenge on. That's what they're doing. They're finding a struggle. Sadly for you, you are the struggle. They're finding a struggle to take on. So as they destroy you, as they destroy your way of life, as they kill billions of people, it will feel good to them to do so. Why? Because they could have just sat around as a king and a queen. Instead of sitting around, they chose to dig in and save the world. You see, you and your suffering and your meat being taken away, your car being taken away, your gas stove being taken away, your digital dollar controlling what you buy, you don't realize it. You're the monument they're building to themselves, destroying your way of life to save Mother Gaia. This is what they view as their mission in life. You want to know Exhibit A of what I'm talking about? Here he is.
We think we can also have very early in an epidemic, a thing you can inhale that will mean that you can't be infected, a blocker, an inhaled blocker. We also need to fix the three problems with vaccines. The current vaccines are not infection.
Okay, you get the idea. Bill Gates doesn't want anything. Bill Gates has no idea what he pays for bills. It's yachts, it's private planes, it's Epstein's Island. Allegedly it's everything else. Bill Gates doesn't need to worry about everything, but Bill Gates is a human being just like you're a human being. He can't just live every single day of his life with the Swedish bikini team on Barbados. He needs a challenge. He needs to conquer something. He needs a monument built to himself and destroying you and your way of life to save the planet. That is his monument. And as we've talked about before, that is precisely what makes these people so dangerous. If they knew they were evil, if they knew they were the bad guys, they would be significantly less dangerous than they are. But they don't. They feel like gods. They feel like saviors. And sorry, you peasants, you and your pesky freedoms, you're not going to stand in the way of what God wants. God is on a mission for good, to save this earth from the dangerous oil and gas. And if you peasant won't put it down, then I, God Bill Gates, I'm just going to have to find a way to force you to put it down. For your own good, of course. This is how they look at themselves. We have to always keep that in mind. All right. Now, somebody doesn't think going local was enough. It doesn't feel like enough, and I sympathize. We're going to talk about that. Why is George Soros allowed to do what he does? What would happen if Putin nuked Kyiv? And assault weapon pet peeves. Hang on.
Miss something?
There's a podcast.
Get it on demand wherever podcasts are found. The Jesse Kelly Show.
And I was born a rambling man.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. I am glad you finally play. I actually had this thought in my head the other day, Chris. We don't play enough Allman Brothers. And shame on you for asking me what you just asked me. Do they have any other good songs? You've never heard of the Midnight Rider, man? You never heard of Midnight Rider? Chris, go find Midnight Rider right now. Well, I'm going to do nothing but kill time until you find us Midnight Rider. You know what we're doing? We're listening to Maria Salazar until Midnight Rider is played.
And do you support a no-fly zone in Ukraine?
I support everything that has to do with punishing Vladimir Putin and helping the Ukrainians.
Wouldn't that mean direct conventional warfare with Russia?
I don't know what it will mean, but you know, freedom is not free.
So you don't know what a no-fly zone will mean? Do you have to shoot down Russian planes? I mean,
of course.
So conventional war with Russia.
Listen, thank you.
Listen, thank you. Chris, play Midnight Rider. Play Midnight Rider. Hurry up. See how much I sound like him? What, Chris? Gosh, that's awesome. You don't know. No, you don't appreciate music, Chris. Don't make that face. All right? Don't make that face. What? I knew who Living Color was. I forgot, okay? I'm sorry. I've had some beer. Maybe not today, but I've had a lot. All right? Not everything's stuck in there. All right? Gosh. All right. Someone doesn't think local is enough. Before we get to this, actually, this is going to be right along the lines of the same answer. The email is this. Great leader of the masses, yesterday you demanded we fight the evil anti-humans, running for or supporting local candidates in races, not supporting communist businesses, academia, sports, and entertainment, arguing our case when confronted. These don't seem like enough to make a difference against a disciplined, motivated, shameless enemy. So what am I missing? Well, here's what you're missing. I actually talked to you, this is a perfect segue. I talked to you about preborn a lot, right? And preborn, remember, they're the ones, they find these young ladies who are seeking out abortions and they simply say, hey, we'll give you a free ultrasound, all right? Free ultrasound, that's our goal. We want to make sure that you know what you're doing. She goes in, she gets a free ultrasound, she hears a heartbeat. Overwhelmingly, they choose life. But here's the thing. Preborn was doing this before Roe versus Wade was overturned. Preborn was doing this when abortion was still just a mill in pretty much every state across the country. They were still in there fighting, and they were still in there making huge gains. Huge gains. The abortion industry in this country was actually already going down. It was already dying. As science has improved and more women are realizing, wow, that thing is real. Wow, that thing's alive. Abortions were going down. But it was a long time. It was a process since the 70s. When we talk about local elections making a difference, here's what we are. By the way, if you want to donate, $140 saves 5 lives. $28 saves 1. That's what it costs preborn. Go to preborn.com/Jesse. All right? Preborn.com/Jesse. Look, you want to give them 15 grand? That buys them an ultrasound machine. Some of these pro-life clinics don't have one. If you want to do that, you can. It's all tax deductible. Preborn.com/Jesse, sponsored by Preborn. Back to this thing. Same thing applies when it comes to local elections. Here's what we are. This is just our status. As a nation, you know, we're in bad shape. What we are is obese. And maybe you're obese. Listen to the sound of my voice right now. Maybe you're sitting there and you're 350 pounds and you haven't seen your toes in years and you want to make changes, but then you look down and it feels impossible. Jesse, I'm not almost there. I've got too far to go. And so what happens? This is what happens. This stuff happens with people who are trying to lose weight. This stuff happens with people who are trying to quit drinking. Maybe that's you right now. People who are struggling with drugs and stuff like that. This is what happens. You decide, and this is wonderful, I'm going to make some changes. And you start making the change. I'm too fat. I'm going for a walk today and one tomorrow. I drink way too much. You know what? Instead of drinking a fifth of Jim Beam tonight, I'm going to have 2 beers and call it good. Or I'm going to have one night off. And you do that for a night or two. You go for a walk or two. But then you look down and you're still really fat. And then if you're drinking, you're still, okay, I took one night off. Okay, I had a few less beers last night. Well, now I just want to drink more. This doesn't work. It's hopeless. You lose hope before the results come. But the only results you're ever going to get when you're super out of shape, when you're drinking way too much, when you're whatever you happen to be struggling with, the results are always a long ways away. They're always at the end of a long road with many, 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 many setbacks along the way. This is another thing people forget about. Oh, Jesse, I'm so mad at myself. I get these emails. I'm so mad at myself. I quit drinking. I'd been struggling forever. I quit drinking. I was done for a month, and now I'm so sad. I'm sitting here. I'm a half a bottle of vodka in. I'm a loser. I'll never fix it. What are you talking about? You just did a month. Okay, so you had a setback. Maybe you'll have another setback tomorrow. Get back up and keep walking. That's where we are when it comes to elections. Because we talk about local and legal, that being our path forward, well, that doesn't satisfy you. And frankly, it doesn't satisfy me. No, I don't want that. I want change now. Reform the FBI now. DOJ now. No, rein in the FDA. Get the CDC under control. Close the border. I want solutions now. Save my country. I want it too. I feel the same thing. I feel the same tug. But that's not possible. There is no now. We're 350 pounds and there ain't no lap band surgery. There's nothing but a walk today. And then a walk tomorrow. And then the day after that. And guess what? There are going to be setbacks along the way. We're going to lose elections that were super important that we needed to win, and it's going to hurt. There's going to be a time we're going to have lost 5 pounds. It's not enough. I don't even see it, Jesse. And then today they had donuts in the conference room, and I had 3 of them. I'm useless. Nope. You had a setback. Get back up and go walk again tomorrow. And walk again tomorrow. We don't like. I don't like saying this. And I know you don't like hearing it because I don't like hearing it. It's taken a long time to get to where we are. We didn't become 350 pounds last night. We didn't become 350 pounds in the 2020 election. This didn't just happen. It took years to accumulate this much of the view in our bodies. It's going to take years. It's going to take decades to shed it. That's a small comfort to people who want change now, but change now don't exist. Well, let's see, you're probably guilty of this. I know I am. 2024, we're already looking at it, already excited. Woohoo! We're going to get rid of Biden. We're going to defeat him. We're going to have Trump. We're going to have Heavy D. We're going to whoever your person is. Woohoo! It's going to get so better. It's going to turn around. I've got news for you. Even if Donald Trump is president again, not going to change anything. Not enough. I take that back. It's not going to change enough. If Heavy D is president next time, it's not going to change enough. We need that again and again and again and again and again. We have decades. That's why I try to encourage you with stay in love with the fight. Fall in love with the fight. Don't fall in love with 150-pound you because he's a long way off, all right? We got a whole hour left. Right, Chris? We have a whole hour? Nice. Hang on. In an era of escalating social unrest and rising crime rates, safeguarding our families has never been more critical. Introducing the Byrna Less Lethal Pistol Launcher. Byrna offers a safer, sensible alternative that can save lives on both ends, protecting the user and delivering formidable stopping power to deter aggressors. Legal in all 50 states with no background checks or permits required. And it's shipped directly to your door. Visit Byrna.com/Jesse to get 10% off your purchase.
I'm Dr. Laurie Santos, host of the Happiness Lab podcast. As the U.S. elections approach, it can feel like we're angrier and more divided than ever.
Please stick to policy. Don't get personal.
But in a new, hopeful season of my podcast, I'll share what the science really shows, that we're surprisingly more united than most people think.
We all know something is wrong in our culture, in our politics, and that we need to do better and that we can do better.
Listen on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Hey, I'm Bruce Bazzi. On my podcast, Table for Two, we have unforgettable lunch after unforgettable lunch with the best guest you could possibly ask for. People like Matt Bomer, Emma Roberts, and Colin Jost.
Did you say a Caesar salad with lobster?
Yeah.
Whoa.
Our second season is airing right now, so you can catch up on our conversations that are intimate and often hilarious. Listen to Table for Two with Bruce Bazzi on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcast.
Hey everyone, Jake Storielli here from John Boy Media. I want to tell you about my podcast, Wake and Jake. I've been a sports nut my whole life, and there's nothing I love more than talking about it. If you're a sports fan, Wake and Jake is the place for you. Covering all the hot topics from the sports world, a lot of baseball, a lot of postseason coverage, mock drafts, awards, guest interviews, all of it. New episodes every Monday and Wednesday. Come watch along on the Wake and Jake YouTube channel or listen on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.